This is Local Views of the News. Fourth time in September, '09. A riddle. What's cheap but overpriced, closely regulated but often untaxed, proven harmful to your health but available with no restrictions to everyone, coarse but almost always refined and present in almost everything we eat? That's right. There's a lot of news about sugar this week, and it's not all sweet. It starts in San Francisco, where a proposal is being discussed and enthusiastically endorsed by Mayor Gavin Newsom to assess an annual fee on retail businesses which sell beverages containing sugar. Quite a few products fall into that category, of course, but the mayor won't deny that his proposal is aimed right at carbonated water with artificial flavors and generous quantities of refined sugar. Soda pop. Soda pop is far from the only place to make a good sugar score, but if you want to score some serious money from a targeted sales tax, it's the motherlode. This isn't a new idea. At least 5 U.S. states have surtaxes on soda pop, but as usual, San Francisco's idea is a little off-center. This isn't a tax on the product, per se. It's a tax on the business which sells it, so it doesn't look so much like the consumer is taking the hit. And it only hits the retail stores which sell it sealed in cans and bottles, not the places which sell it in cups and glasses. So what is it about soda pop that makes it a target for such an attack? No doubt there's a feeling that we've squeezed about all we can get from the consumers of booze and cigarettes, but Newsom says he's trying to protect people from that obesity epidemic we've been hearing about. Ah, the mayor wants to protect the citizens from themselves. Some people refer to that as a nanny state, but there's plenty of precedent. There's a degree of logic in lumping sugar in there for a sin tax right along with alcohol and nicotine. It meets that criterion of being a public health problem, but obesity and tooth decay begin in childhood, and so far you don't hear any calls for making soda pop an adult beverage. The nanny state is protecting us from ourselves in many other ways, too. Seatbelts and motorcycle helmets come to mind, and there are thousands of substances which the state forbids us, for our own good, from possessing. Most of them, like soda pop, are conceived in laboratories, but some of them grow right out of the ground. Surprisingly, sugar is a crop which is regulated almost as tightly as those forbidden plants. Until just a few years ago, a plant called stevia was illegal to grow and sell in the U.S., not because you could get high with it, but because it's sweeter than sugar cane and contains no calories. The law requires that 85% of the sugar sold in the U.S. be grown in the U.S. It spells out who gets to grow how much, and it spells out quotas for each of about 20 countries which produce the 15% of imported sugar. Quota, of course, is a euphemism for price control. And the price of sugar in North America is 2 to 3 times what it costs in the rest of the world. Even though we see sugar as cheap, when all the arithmetic is done, this setup is good for about $3 billion a year to a handful of very prosperous sugar co-ops. That brings us to Cuba. All that soda pop going down American throats, and not a grain of that sugar has come from Cuba in 50 years. We like to believe some popular myths about communist dictatorships when we talk about U.S. relations with Cuba, and President O is taking some heat for not keeping his promises about opening up relations, but no one mentions those 20 sugar-producing countries which are terrified that the U.S. will lift that trade embargo. On the health care front, the San Francisco Chronicle ran an analysis last Sunday of the cash flow from the health care industry to certain key Congress people, particularly the Blue Dog Democrats and the Gang of Six, which hammered out the Baucus bill. We already knew this in a general way, of course, but this piece matched the names and the numbers. Just a sample. Nancy Pelosi, $188,900. The health care and nanny state quote of the week comes from the sports section. Talking about the federal criminal prosecution of Barry Bonds, quote, "A government that can't afford a health care program is spending millions trying to prove that a guy who hasn't played in 2 years did to his body what at least 104 other major league players did." That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you that this commentary doesn't necessarily match the names and numbers for KVMR, its management, staff, or contributors. Email mark@caloki.com.